Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, June 29th. My name's Mark, and this is the Lost Entrepreneur Anchor Show. And if you're just finding me, this is a show all about business, life, and the constant battle to succeed in everything you do in your life. And I hope you get some tips and tricks out of it. And today, I want to talk a little bit about, actually, I'm going to do a couple episodes, and probably we'll do today, we'll talk a little bit about discipline, and maybe we'll do the next show on patience and so forth, and how these attributes play a part in our striving to be good at what we do, or, you know, to get a business off the ground. And, you know, discipline for me was very hard at, you know, the first, you know, I'd say 10 years of me just trying to, when I got out of high school and, you know, especially when you're young, discipline and patience is very, you think you have it, but you don't realize you don't have it until 20, 30 years later when you look back. And there were so many opportunities that I blew or decisions that I made that I just didn't have discipline to either, you know, stay put, not do this, not turn here, not turn left or right. And it, looking back on it, I learned from those, but it ultimately could have made things a lot different if I just, you know, was a little bit more disciplined in my actions. And in starting a business, or even, you know, in life in general, discipline has to be applied and has to be developed. And unfortunately, it's not a pill you can just take and just take it and the next day you have great discipline and everything's great. So if you're young and you're in your 20s, discipline, start working on it. And discipline, I would say, in the easiest form is basically learning to not have something mentally and being okay with it, and maybe even not going forward with something because you know in the long run things will benefit even more. And that's a whole other story, is so many people want the quick dollar, the quick success. They want things to work out, you know, tomorrow. And starting a business, or even getting success from a business that you've had for a while, it's frustrating. It's almost like we're wired to instantly try a marketing scheme or a sales strategy and then instantly want that success the next day. But sometimes things just take time and you have to apply discipline to wait it out and really see if things take hold. I know I had a lot of struggle with it early on, with trying to start different things and businesses and ideas and stuff. And that was probably one of my main issues, was I just didn't give it time and I wasn't disciplined to stay the course, to let the business or business idea or strategy just, you know, give it legs. You know, we think we're all magicians, like we and, you know, TV and media does a bad job at not telling us what the reality of this is. I mean, so much TV and media teaches us, hey, things just blew up overnight, you know, like Shark Tank, and, you know, like these TV shows that just promote, like, hey, I remodeled my house and you know, it just happened, boom. But they don't realize all that, they don't show, you know, they're all just highlight reels. And we need to realize that even now with Instagram and all the social media platforms, that things ain't, they're not showing the hardships and the struggles and the patience, and most importantly, the discipline that people go through to make things successful. So think about that this week and maybe even write it down. Hey everybody, this is part two of discipline. Do you have it? Sorry, I got cut off there on that first part, so I had to make a part two. And this is Mark from The Lost Entrepreneur. I run Berm Cannon Media out of Los Angeles, and hopefully you can go back and listen to part one, where I talk about discipline being a major part in all of our lives, in all things we do. And, you know, in the first part here, I was talking about you should write discipline down on your refrigerator, maybe even in your car, and just it'll remind you to practice it, because you need to develop it over time, and that's what I've learned. And especially for people like me, who it took a very long time to develop that and apply that to parts of my life. You know, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, I guess the easiest scenario to tell you about would be money. When it comes to saving money, you know, we all know the things that we don't really need, but we buy them just for insecurity reasons. You know, like the BMW, here in Southern California, I see every single person driving BMWs who want to look like they're successful. It almost becomes part of the wardrobe. And BMW does a great job in marketing that, you know. And do you really even have the money to afford a BMW? You know, maybe put that money into Facebook ads for your business instead of driving around in a $400 or $500 a month auto payment. So that's what it comes down to, applying discipline and really thinking about and strategizing stuff in your life that you really don't need. And if you could just stick to your guns, the long game, and the successful part of being disciplined in that stuff will work out, and you'll see a lot better fruits with it. So I hope everybody has a great day. I'm thinking the next episode I'm going to talk a little bit about patience and how patience and discipline work together, and how that will help you be a better and successful person in all things you do in your life. So once again, thanks for listening. Call-ins are always welcome. Questions or maybe ask me stuff, how I can help your business and what you're trying to do. And we can keep it kind of inconspicuous, so people don't steal your ideas. I get that part. All right, have a great day, and let's imply discipline today. See you later.